Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We have a little bit of a polyglot service this morning. We have Spanish, Swahili is still coming. For the sermon, another S word, it seems to me I ought to have another S language. I'll take S languages for 200, please. I thought of Schwabish, and most of the Germans would say that indeed is a foreign tongue that they don't understand. But we shouldn't dismiss the Schwabs too quickly, that strange and peculiar people living in the southwest of the fatherland. For the Schwabs understand the value of a deal. Years ago, when the D-mark was still in circulation, there was a little move to get rid of the Pfennig, which on the exchange rate wasn't worth much of anything. And the Schwabs said, no, a Pfennig, a penny is a penny. It all adds up. Deals and the details are important. And so they understood. I think people in any language will understand when someone comes and says, have I got a deal for you? Some years ago, at a conference during a coffee break, several of us were visiting, standing around. There was a grant officer from a large benevolent association up in Minnesota, good friend of the seminary. Up came another colleague from the SEM. He saw this fellow from the grant agency, smiled and said, have I got a deal for you? And the guy clutched his wallet, stepped back in mock horror and shook and said, why is it every time I hear you say that, it ends up costing me money? Truth be told, the fellow was happy to part with the money. It wasn't his money. It didn't cost him anything. God, through Jeremiah, says to his people, have I got a deal for you? But they are in no position to pay. In fact, they really owe God more than they could ever muster. But God, this crazy, loving God that he is, God doesn't care, even though it's going to cost him dearly. The 10 northern tribes were gone. All that was left was a fragment in the south. They are on the verge of collapse. Babylon is looming. Jerusalem will soon fall. The rest will be carted off to weep by the waters of Babylon. The near-term outlook is bleak. The long-term prognosis no better. And yet, the corner has already been turned. The text read a moment ago says, behold, the days are coming. Sounds like future, but when God speaks, future is present. It is reality. The words do not simply describe, but they effect. They guarantee what they promise, a deal that is done if ever there was one. And so, you people about to be set upon, you people hearing Jeremiah's words, hang in. Hard times are coming, but God then and now does not drop those who are his. He hangs on to his own. Here is one more promise in a string that God has been giving since the beginning of history. To Adam and Eve, he promised deliverance coming from their line. They believed that promise then, and they were saved then. To Noah, he promised rescue, a continuation of the line of promise, in effect. Noah believed the promise, and he was saved. To Abraham, new land, great nation, a Messiah therefrom. He believed the promise, he is saved. Over and over again, promises come. When uttered, they are a done deal, and God comes through. Covenants, deals are supposed to be struck with both sides bringing something to the table. And yet those sitting across from God have only what he gives them to bring. No goodness on their part, but only faith that he works so that they can hang on to the promises that he's just going to shove across that table right into their laps. And while God's words are good enough, he's going to leave nothing to chance. In Jeremiah, God says he will engrave this on their hearts. The reality will be with them every beat of their lives. No chance for a transmission reception breakdown here. There is no looking around saying, you talking to me? No, no, they know exactly whose ears these words are coming into. There is no asking, what does God mean? He's quite clear. Nothing is left hanging. The devil's in the details, we sometimes say when it comes to deals. Well, the gospel is in the details here, in the personal pronouns. I will be their God, he says to Jeremiah. Make sure they hear that, those words. I will do this for you, and you will have it written on your hearts. Which is all fine and good, but that was then and this is now. And so what of us? For we are as empty-handed as were Jeremiah's listeners. We're lucky that God talks to us at all, but talk he does and act he does right in front of our eyes. Even as his people had their promises then, we have our promises that we believe, hang on to, and so are saved. My name, he says, and all that it means is fixed to you in my baptizing. This is your entrance into my kingdom. This is my body, this is my blood, for you, for forgiveness. Promise, present reality, for forgiveness, life, and salvation. Your cross, that is your punishment, death, and hell, are now mine in this deal. We're trading places. Luther called it the commercium ad mirabile, a nice Latin phrase for the happy exchange. We have the life and the love of the Father, and God in Christ has what we laid upon him. The grace is there in the details, the pronouns, the love of God is there for you. The deal's simple and it's basic, but it's all we need, all we could ever want. And so the grace comes in, it cleanses us, it dwells within us, and we live in response. After a while, as the choir just sang, they don't see us anymore, they see God and his love. And this is no wishful thinking. This is confidence, because the words have been spoken. In Ingmar Bergman's classic film, The Seventh Seal, it's probably older than some of you. I know it's older than everybody in the balcony, that's for sure. I was going to say you could ask your director to explain this, but I'm sure the film's even older than he is. In Ingmar Bergman's film, The Seventh Seal, there is a protagonist, a crusader knight who goes through highly symbolic situations. He's trying to make sense of life, to come to grips with the future. And at one point, he rather glumly and stoically observes, "To believe is to suffer. It is like loving somebody in the dark who never answers." No doubt, some people feel a certain desolation and emptiness. And that's our business, to try and clear that up with God's means of grace. But God, through Jeremiah, is not about to leave any of us groping in the dark. His words ring forth clearly. The days are coming. No silence, but promises that reverberate. The days are coming. They're as good as here. My grace is in the details, he says. Every I is dotted, every T is crossed. It's a done deal. And the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith into life eternal. Amen.